This is Jay Sekulow. Developments in Iran and the Sinai deepen Israel's worries about Egypt and a potential attack with Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Let there be no doubt, America is determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I will take no options off the table to achieve that goal.
You yourself said a few months ago that when all else fails, America will act. But these declarations have also not yet convinced the Iranians to stop their program. However forceful our statements, they have not convinced Iran that we are serious about stopping them. Right now, the Iranian regime believes that the international community does not have the will to stop its nuclear program. This must change, and it must change quickly.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If somebody tells you that he's going to exterminate you, believe him. And I add to that, believe him and stop him.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls about Israel, the Middle East, the Arab Spring, Egypt, and Iran. And we want to hear from you about how big of an issue this is for you, especially with this forthcoming election for President of the United States. If you want to talk to us on air, easy to do, 1-800-684-3110. Let me give you the latest, and that is this. Egypt's new president, that is Mohamed Morsi, of course, Muslim Brotherhood leadership president, government controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, has announced that he is headed to Iran next week, and at the same time, Egypt's military is deploying tanks in the Sinai Peninsula outside the parameters of the 33-year-old peace treaty with Israel. Also, concerns have grown as Egyptians from across, this is according to a lot of news accounts and people on the ground that we've talked to, that Egyptians from across the political spectrum are calling and demanding a review of the treaty with Israel, in particular, restrictions on the Egypt's military presence in the Sinai. So you got tanks in the Sinai, Iran threatening military action. And what does all this mean? David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, also a JAG officer, Judge Advocate General of the United States Army, is with me in our media studio here. Than is in our offices in Washington, D.C. How serious, David, you've been to Israel, of course, you've been to the Middle East in combat. How serious is the situation right now?
The situation is grave. I mean, here we're looking at Israel facing threats from several fronts. You've got tanks in the Sinai in violation of peace treaties. You've got Hezbollah in Lebanon with thousands of missiles ready to fire. And with Iran threatening extermination. I mean, this is a grave threat to Israel's existence. And it really gives the lie to this idea that Israel is going to be able to implement some sort of peace process and trade land for peace.
Yeah, well, that makes that absurd. Also, a trip to Iran. What is the message that Egypt is sending to the world with the trip by the president of Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood president of Iran, to Egypt? We want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. I'm going to play for you some statements of the president and show you how absurd they are into the nature of the reality of what we're dealing with right now. But we do want to hear from you on this. We want your comments, your concerns. Should we be standing with Israel right now? How critical is this in the upcoming election for you? Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, I've got some pretty exciting news to report on that. The response to our petition drive in support of Israel is just shy of 100,000 signatures. We're at 95,759. So you go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition to take a stand for Israel right now so they can defend themselves. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, let's get to at least 97,000 by the end of today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
All right, folks, welcome back to the broadcast. The issue, of course, is the situation in Israel and as it relates to Iran. And you got the Ayatollah calling Israel a cancerous tumor. You've got the threats, serious threats of nuclear armaments with Iran. Israel may well need to take preemptive action. By the way, we want to back Israel. We've already showed you on yesterday's broadcast and laid out for you the legal case on how legally Israel can take preemptive action. But we want the American people to support this as well. If you go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255, you can add your name of support to this petition. You can also go to ACLJ.org. So either ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We are very fortunate to have on the broadcast today a very good friend, someone that's been on the broadcast before, someone we've worked with over the years. It's the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danone. Danny, thanks for being with us today.
Hello, Jay. It's my pleasure to be on your show again.
Yes, and by the way, Danny has a brand new book out called Israel, The Will to Prevail, which we'll have a link on our website so you can get it. It is a great book. I got the book a few days ago. I have read it. It is fantastic. It lays out a case for a new brand of Israel nationalism. Danny, that's what you call it. Let's talk about the situation with Iran and how that relates to the new approach to Israeli nationalism and defense.
Jay, the window of opportunity is closing down. We see a lot of talks, actually too much talks over the media here in Israel, in Washington. But what's happening is that we talk while Ahmadinejad is building the reactors, is accelerating the building of the bomb. And I think it's about time to stop talking and to take action. And it shouldn't be only us Israelis worried about what's happening in Iran. It is a global threat. Maybe it's not in your backyard today, but it will be in your backyard in a few years. So I think we have to act together fast. Unfortunately, I haven't seen any leadership coming from the White House. President Obama is ignoring the problem. He's pushing Israel on minor issues regarding building in our homeland in Judea and Samaria or building in Jerusalem, our capital. But he's not dealing with the real problem, the real threat, which is Iran. And I think if we will not have the cooperation from the White House, Israel will have to take action by itself and to defend itself.
All right, let's follow up on this, Danny, because this has been an issue. It's been interesting because there seems to be some significant bipartisan support in the House and Senate to back Israel. But you mentioned the White House in particular, President Obama. His administration is definitely not indicating, at least not publicly indicating, in fact, cautioning Israel to not take preemptive action. How dangerous is the president's position for Israel? You're the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, obviously one of the rising leaders there. You talk about this in your book, Israel, The Will to Prevail. But the administration's lack of leadership, do you feel it's holding Israel back right now, what President Obama's doing?
Well, we hear the voices coming from the Washington, and they're telling us very specifically, wait, don't do anything. And I ask myself, Jay, how long should we wait? A month, 2 months, until we hear the bomb here in Israel? We cannot wait much more, and we told it to President Obama. With all due respect, Israel admires the United States. We love the American people, but Israel is not the U.S. We cannot afford to make mistakes. Maybe if the president will make a mistake regarding Iran, the U.S. will be hurt. But if Prime Minister Netanyahu will make a mistake regarding Iran, Israel will not be existing. That's why we cannot afford any mistakes, and we cannot wait much longer. And if we will not see the cooperation that we hope, we pray, that will come from the U.S., we will have to act ourselves. And I know that the American people are behind us. I know they support us and they pray for us. And we saw in the past that we were able to change the reality, to take action. We did it with the reactor in Iraq in 1981. We did it in the Six-Day War. And maybe we need another miracle. And I hope that we will not get to that point. But if we will have to, I'm count on my colleagues in the Army that we know what to do.
Jordan, I know you have a question for Danny.
I do. MK Danone, the one issue I think that it has to be clear to the American people, as well as the serious consequences any kind of military action would mean for the people of Israel, that Israel knows the weight, as you were just talking about, of the decision to go against a country like Iran, hopefully with some of the world's support like the United States and allies of Israel, but that this is would mean serious consequences for the citizens of Israel, not just those who are fighting on the front lines in Iran.
Jordan, it is a very, very serious issue. We know that the people who will be fighting will not be our pilots. They will know what to do, and believe me, they will handle the Iranians fast. The problem is the people who live here in the cities. We expect hundreds of missiles coming to Israel from Iran, from the Hezbollah up north in Lebanon, from the Gaza Strip, and it will not be easy to be under hundreds of missiles coming every day into Israel, and we're getting ready for that scenario. But if we will get the U.S. behind us, then it will not take weeks to dismantle Iran. It will take days, and we know it will be a stronger operation. We are aware of the capabilities of the U.S. Defense Forces, and we hope that it will not be the war of Jews against Iran. It should be the war of the Western society against the Islamic forces coming from Iran.
Danny, how important or how encouraging, I should say, is it to you knowing that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans are standing with Israel, even when the administration is not? How does that help the Israeli people, you as a government leader? What does it mean to you?
It is very encouraging. And when I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu, I told him we have the support of the American people. We share the same values. We love them and they love us. We should be strong. And sometimes we know that the people in America do not like to see President Obama bullying our prime minister or forcing us to do things which are against the interests of the people in Israel. And I know that in Congress and among the American people, we have many good friends, and we can count on them that they will be with us when the time will come.
All right, Danny, we appreciate you being on the broadcast with us. Danny Danone is the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset. He's got a brand new book out called Israel, The Will to Prevail. I've read it over the last couple of days. It is fantastic. It is a must read. We've got information about it linked on the website at aclj.org. And Deputy Speaker, thank you, Danny, for being with us. We really appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
Jerusalem, you and Jordan.
We will be there soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. That's Danny Danone, folks. We've worked very closely with him in his office on a variety of issues. But you heard what he said. It's time for the American people to speak out, even when the president is not. In fact, not only not, the president's holding Israel back. But they've got to protect their own national security interests. You just heard on our broadcast live the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Knesset. Because we've got an office in Jerusalem, folks. We're working there all the time. So here's what I'd like you to do. It's very important. We want you to take direct action. Go to aclj.org. You can sign on to this petition. Now, the petition is supporting Israel and their ability to take a preemptive strike at aclj.org. But we're also sending this to President Obama, letting him know that the American people are standing with Israel. So go to aclj.org, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's get some phone calls.
Yep, Charles calling in from Georgia online too. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. Hi, Charles.
for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering how the election of Obama is affecting Israel's decision. Do you think if Obama is reelected that they will just go ahead and strike Iran? I don't think Obama will support Israel.
Well, you know, you bring up a really interesting point, and it's something actually Skip Ash and Jordan, me, we were all talking about just a few minutes ago during the break, and that is how does the elections play into this? Skip, let me get your sense. I mean, Israel's going to take preemptive action if necessary to defend its citizens, so that they're not going to necessarily say, well, how does it affect the presidential elections? But there is not a lot of support coming out of this White House for Israel to take preemptive action.
That's exactly right. I think the calculus that Israel has to look at is it better to do it before the election or after the election? If they do it before the election, they're going to probably have the least interference by the administration here, which is not supportive of this, because they're in the middle of the election and Israel's very popular and people will see the need. The problem that the Israelis are worried about, I think, although they won't articulate this, and that is that if that were to happen before the election and the president were then to take action in support of Israel, that might actually re-elect President Obama. So it's 50% of one and a half dozen of the other, and I think the issue is they're going to hedge their bets and probably go before the election rather than after.
Jordan, which is you're talking about before the election, you're talking about just weeks ahead. Jordan, what are you hearing in Washington on that front?
Listen, I mean, I think this is what everybody – this is one of those issues. It's hanging out there during the presidential campaign that everybody is waiting for, maybe not talking about as much. So I think you will talk here, especially with the Republican National Convention starting next week. You're going to hear in those speeches each night if you tune in Monday through Thursday. You're going to hear more about Israel, more about this. But it's a situation where – develops so rapidly, different information every single day. Of course, an uptick in rhetoric from Iran. You've got the Israeli media now really telling the people of Israel to prepare for an attack before the elections in the United States, which, again, is in November 6th. So you've got all of this coming together, and I think it's one of those issues where the campaigns can't predict exactly, especially on Governor Romney's side. He's not in those meetings that President Obama's team would be. But again, it's one of those issues which it's hanging out there, and it could, I think, fundamentally alter also what happens in our own elections.
Well, folks, it's going to be critical, and this is where you come in. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. But as we go to a break, I want you going to your phones. Israel is a cancerous tumor, according to Iran. It must be destroyed. We need to stand with Israel right now, and that's where you come in. You go to ACLJ.org, and you sign that petition online supporting Israel, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've got to be very specific here. We've already looked at the legal issues, but it's time for action. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now
and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
The Joshua generation. Let's rise up and take a stand. Claiming the keys to every kingdom.
It's a good friend, Ricky Skaggs, the appropriate song for this situation we find ourselves in on Israel's behalf. By the way, 96,027 of you have signed on to our petition online. Hundreds have called in as well. So we're going to, with. We keep this pressure going, folks. We can get to our 100,000 by tomorrow, which would just be fantastic. As we, you know, we filed that brief in the Cross at Ground Zero. In fact, they had it on Fox News yesterday. 190,000 people. I don't know if we have that clip from Fox News yesterday from the 5. We may get it before the end of the broadcast here. We'll play that for you. 190,000 of you signed on to that brief. We're now approaching very close to 97,000 of you on this particular issue we're dealing with the United States, Israel, Iran, and Israel's ability to take preemptive action. Again, go to aclj.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to back Israel. The biblical commands are clear. The geopolitical situation very clear as well. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And folks, I'm encouraging you to stand with us on this and stand with Israel. Very important that we do that. In fact, I got an email last night from Danny Danone's assistant. He's the deputy speaker of the Knesset. Danny Danone was on yesterday, saying that they will personally deliver to the prime minister's office, Benjamin Netanyahu, our petition with these signatures. So I would like to be able to tell Danny Danone that we've exceeded 100,000, so he walks in there with a big petition going to the Benjamin Netanyahu, which they will really appreciate. So, folks, this is a rare opportunity. I mean, how often do you get an opportunity to sign a petition that's going to go directly to the prime minister of the state of Israel? If you want to be part of this history, then you go to aclj.org or you call us at 877-989-2255, and you sign on to that right now. That's 877-989-2255. I'm going to take a call in a minute, but I want to play Michael Oren. This is the Israeli ambassador to the United States, talking about the time frame, saying the window is closing.
The window is closing. We're dealing with this Iranian regime, which, in addition to its pledges to destroy us, is actually backing up its words with deeds. They've carried out terrorist attacks against Israeli targets across 5 continents, 25 countries, including right here in Washington, D.C., an attempt to, along with assassinating the Saudi ambassador, to blow up the Israeli embassy here.
Well, there you have it. I mean, the window is closing, folks, but the American people, you all are speaking out. As I said, we're getting very close to 97,000. I'm going to push us to get there by the end of today. All right, let's get some more calls in, Than.
Next up is Joseph calling from California on line 5. Joseph, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes. Hi. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I called to let you know that Obama is obviously not America's friend, and that when
you mean not Israel's friend.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's the president of the United States. I'm not going to disrespect the office of the president, but he's certainly not being friends with Israel.
Well, right, right, exactly. And when he was first elected, he went to Egypt.
To Cairo.
Yeah. Yeah, and he went to Turkey, and he went to...
Well, let me play for you what he said, and I think this started the whole ball game right here.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is... although, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
Okay, you know, a nation of citizens? I mean, let me tell you how absurd that statement is, okay? Nazi Germany was a nation of citizens. Now, it was a citizens with a diabolical regime, but that's a non-statement from the president of the United States. We are a country that has a Judeo-Christian foundation. And you go to an Arab country, which he did, a Muslim country, I shouldn't say Arab country, a Muslim country, denies our heritage, starts the Arab Spring, and now look what we've got. Egypt putting tanks in the Sinai, Egypt controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, meeting with Iran. I mean, David, you're a military guy. Can you imagine anything worse than what the president has set in motion here?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're looking at a situation as unstable as it was before the Six-Day War, before the Yom Kippur War. And we're dealing with a situation now where Iran's developing weapons that the Arab armies couldn't dream of having in 1967 and 1973. So it's astonishing the level of danger here. And then with the word of tanks coming back into the Sinai,
How militarily significant is that, David?
People don't understand how small Israel is. The Sinai Peninsula is large, and having that demilitarized creates a buffer zone.
Right.
When you put tanks in the Sinai, you eliminate the buffer zone. You make Israel fundamentally more vulnerable.
All right, folks, here's what we've got. Danny Danone, the deputy speaker of the Knesset staff, emailed me last night saying they will take this petition directly to the Prime Minister of Israel. You could sign a petition today, and it is going to be delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu, and you're going to tell Benjamin Netanyahu, I am going to stand with Israel, we want to bless Israel, we want to stand with Israel, and we understand the legalities. We've talked about that with Skip Ash from our staff, the legalities of preemptive action here on Israel's behalf. You can be part of that history, and I want to get to 100,000 people by the end of the week. We're at about 97,000 today. You go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or you call us right now. It's going to be delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, folks, take direct action. Going to the Prime Minister, 877-989-2255. 2255. Van, let's try to get another couple calls in.
Yeah, back to the phones. Let's go to Irene calling from New York on line 4. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hi. We've got to say that this is intentional by Obama, his anti-Israel for the last 4 years, to bring in the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy the tiny Jewish state. We've got to be clear about this and finally say something so we can...
Well, you've been listening to the program, Irene. This is not naive. I mean, people call up and say, oh, the president's so naive. He's not naive. Fan, this is an intentional policy decision of the Obama administration. This is what their policy is. They don't hide from it. They said they're working on these different fronts. This is their policy.
No question about it, Jay. He wants to defer to the international community on this. But listen, we have worked at the UN long enough to know what the international community will do on this. And the answer, Jay, is nothing. We can't take a wait-and-see approach because if we do, Iran will get that nuclear weapon. And then, Jay, it'll be too late for Israel. And frankly, in many ways, it'll be too late for us now. We can't wait and see. We have to engage now.
Well, folks, we want you to be part of this and take a stand with us here. It's easy to do. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Last question, David, for you. I want to follow up very quickly here. We're running out of time. The tanks in the desert in Sinai, and then the president of Egypt, Muslim Brotherhood leader, going to Iran in 15 seconds. What's the significance of this and what's the danger level?
It's eerily similar to what ran up to war in the past. Eerily similar. It was tanks in the Sinai that led to 1967 war. Tanks right along Israel's borders that led to the Yom Kippur War. It is very scary.
All right, folks, here's the situation. We had a gracious offer from the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danone, to personally take this petition with your name on it to the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. The Deputy Speaker of the Knesset is going to deliver it to the Prime Minister. This is where you come in, folks. You go to ACLJ.org and sign it right now, ACLJ.org, or you call and add your name, and we're going to stand with Israel. We're going to bless Israel. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. The petition is going to be personally delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu. So you sign on right now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Sign now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.